This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I have Marcus Ogden with us today. Some of you know his name. He's a former NFL player and has played for several great teams. And at the age of 27, he founded a construction company. We'll have him talk more about that. And fast forward to today, and he is a motivational speaker. He's got this awesome best-selling book, Sleepless Nights, the NFL of Family and Business. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
How you doing, Derek? Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be on today.
If you're tired and complacent, you need to either get motivated or you need to get out.
Yep,
If you want your company to succeed, you've got to get out of the way. And I'll tell you, after a decade with our agency, we celebrated 11 years after the decade point, I was feeling that. Not lazy, but that some of that complacency, because I felt like I had earned my position, right? I have earned where I'm at here. So I should be reaping the rewards. And that's not to say you shouldn't take rewards and find balance. And maybe your hustle changes in the way you're smart in being a leader. But I wasn't, I stepped back too much here. And I noticed a difference and I had to get re-engaged. That's one reason we do this podcast, is to be intentional. This is our tagline, is be an intentional leader.
Right.
I woke up one day, Marcus, and realized that, not only am I a leader, but I'm an unintentional leader. That's scary when you look around you and see that you're leading a team and clients and you've got influence around you going, oh no. And so this whole purpose of our conversation is to make sure we stay intentional and stay engaged. It's a mission. It's not just content. It's a mission.
Absolutely. Because you need to live and breathe your brand, your employees, your clients, the community, because at the end of the day, this is how you create a legacy. A legacy never stops. It continues on and on. Like Michael Jordan has a legacy from as a basketball player. When he's been off the court for how many years now, people still talk about him. Yeah. LeBron James will be the same way when he's done. Barack Obama, people love as a president. You know, I could go on and on about people who really, truly think of others as that legacy leader. Steve Jobs at Apple, Bill Gates, with Microsoft. These are people that when they're gone, the legacy will never die because they've worked that hard and they still, like Bill Gates still comes to work every single day. Right. Warren Buffett still drives the same pickup truck, right, comes to work every single day. Bill, Warren Buffett made over 99% of his money after the age of 50. Mm. And that's because Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are great friends. When you put yourself around people like that, that push for greatness consistently, that drive for results consistently, that is going to put you in a position where you are gonna be always remembered. I mean, Dr. King, Rosa Parks. I mean, I could go Muhammad Ali. These are people that they always worked up until the day they passed to create a legacy in their unique space.
Yeah.
That is the way you have to approach business. Tony Robbins is a speaker.
Right.
Don, he's still gonna be remembered for his amazing live shows and his ability to coach people, like Usher or, like Hugh Jackman,
Right. So
that's what it's all about. Are you willing to, like you said, like this podcast, are you willing, am I willing to get our story out, to try to make a systemic change through information, through content, through engagement, to make people understand they can too have greatness if they're willing to work for it?
Yeah, it's bigger than a title. It's bigger than a paycheck. It's bigger than our ego. It's a purpose-filled mission. And all the examples you shared are people that it's way bigger than their title. It's embedded in their DNA to share greatness and to do things at the highest level of the things that they're doing in their category. And that's amazing.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.